Hello, it is the Friar, and I am with you yet again today for Spend Five with Jesus, our attempt to try to help you to enter into maybe some more silent prayer in the midst of a very, very busy world. I am the Friar. You can subscribe to these podcasts by going to the place wherever you get your podcast. If you'd give us a great 5-star rating, we'd appreciate that even more. Or you can check our website out. It's at thefriar.org. Let's dive right in today. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. The name of Jesus. One thing that feels to me like it has changed is the ease at which people use the name of Jesus in a derogatory way. It is a curse word among too many today. But in today's reading, the name of Jesus is the name that saves. We read, "It was in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene. In his name this man stands before you, healed." Namely, no pun intended, it is the name of Jesus that saves. And used properly, it is a name that saves. Used improperly, we commit a sin. For some, the use of the name in a negative way is likely the result of its having become a habit. The word is said without the slightest thought, and yet the name of Jesus saves. Maybe we use the name of Jesus poorly because we really do not realize or know that Jesus really wants to save us. Life is hard. There are real challenges and real difficulties. Yet Jesus wants to help us overcome these difficulties because he has overcome sin and death. He has won the victory. We sinned, but he paid the price. So take some time to think. Jesus wants to save you. It can be the case that we reduce religion to a set of rules, some of which we do not agree or like. But really, Jesus sets forth a way we should live because he loves us. Jesus is like a loving parent who seeks the best for their children, even and maybe most especially when their children think their parents are mean because their parents do not let the children do whatever they want to do. So as we move into spending five with Jesus, do you know Jesus longs to save you? Do you know his name has the power to save you? Do you know he loves you more than you can ever realize? How is it we use his name? Do we use his name in vain, as a curse? Or do we recognize the power that is in the name of Jesus by using the name in prayer? Today, as you enter into your silent encounter with Jesus, call on his name, the name with power, the name that saves. Call on his name softly. Ask Jesus to come into your heart, to realize the way in which he longs to save you. Now, as in previous days, get yourself ready for this encounter. Find a spot where you can pray in silence. Sit up straight, feet flat on the floor. Focus on your breathing. Think about the Holy Spirit coming into your soul and going out again into the world. Then, when you're ready to start, set the timer and use the name of Jesus as your prayer. I am the Friar. It has been great being with you today. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Let's pray for each other. Have a great day. and God bless you.